Psalm 28, When God's Silence Feels Like a Tomb. Psalm 28 begins with a fear Western readers often soften. If you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. New International Version. In the Hebrew mind, God's silence is not merely emotional discomfort, it is nearness to death. The pit is the realm where no praise rises. Compare Psalm 88, 10 and 12. To be unheard is to feel unmade. We live in a noisy age, yet many of us carry a quieter dread. What if my prayers only echo back to me? David does not treat that fear as weakness. He treats it as truth-telling. Prayer, in Psalm 28, is not polished optimism. It is refusing to call numbness peace. Hands lifted toward the hidden room. David says he lifts his hands toward your most holy place, Psalm 28:2, New International Version. The phrase points to the inner sanctuary, the Deba, the back room of the temple where the ark stood, shielded by curtain and cherubim. Archaeology helps us see the shock. Ancient temples were built as layered thresholds, courtyard, holy place, then the inaccessible centre. David prays toward the place he cannot enter. That is the point. He aims his need toward the location of atonement, toward the mercy seat reality that says God can be approached, but not casually. In Christian reading, this becomes a line that points forward to Christ. We lift empty hands toward a throne we could never breach until Jesus opens the new and living way, Hebrews 10:19-22. Prayer is not demanding access, it is trusting that God has made access. Do not drag me away, the gravity of company. Do not drag me away with the wicked, Psalm 28:3. The verb suggests being pulled along, like someone caught in a current. This psalm exposes a hard truth. Evil is communal. People speak cordially, but harbour malice. The greatest threat is not open hostility. It is polite corruption, peace in the mouth, knives in the heart. Psalm 26 taught us to examine integrity. Psalm 28 warns that companionship can slowly rewrite the soul. David's cry for justice, Psalm 28:4, is not personal revenge dressed in religion. It is a refusal to live in a universe where God does not regard the works of the Lord, Psalm 28:5, and nothing matters. Judgment here is the moral architecture of creation. The sudden turn, praise as a rescued breath. Then the psalm pivots. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard. Psalm 28:6. Notice, the circumstances may not yet have changed, but the relationship has. This is faith's deepest miracle, not a new situation, but a new certainty that God has taken your voice into his care. Compare verse John 5:14-15. Finally, David expands from me to us. The Lord is the strength of his people. Save your people. Shepherd them. Psalm 28:8-9. Personal rescue becomes intercession. Those who have been heard learn to become shelter for others. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 27:7-9, Hebrews 10:19-22, Romans 8:34, Revelation 8:1, Psalm 88:10-12, a fitting hymn, O Thou Who Camest From Above, Charles Wesley. A prayer for holy fire that does not flinch from darkness. Prayer. Lord, when your silence feels like a locked door and my heart feels like a pit, teach me to aim my hands toward your mercy, not my own control. Keep me from being dragged by hidden evil, even when it wears a friendly face. Thank you for hearing what I cannot say well. Make my rescue grow into intercession and my relief into love. Shepherd your people, carry us forever. Amen.